After losing 11 straight contests to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton has a lot riding on the outcomes of the Texas and Ohio primaries next month. She's counting on the support of female voters. In the states where she's won so far, Clinton has also won the majority of women's votes. And in Austin last night, women at a Clinton campaign debate-watching party showed no signs of wavering support, despite her string of recent losses. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
It may be too simple to say that women support Hillary Clinton just because she's a woman, but the identification that they feel when they see her and hear her is really very profound, says former Texas state lawmaker Ann Kitchen.
I see in her something of myself, and she understands what I deal with every day because she's dealt with it too. I want a leader like her.
Kitchen's friend, businesswoman Allie Gallagher, said women support Clinton because of the issues, too, and her understanding of the special impact on women.
The economy is the problem, but still women are earning 77 cents on the dollar. If it's a recession for them, believe me, it's a depression for us.
Gallagher and Kitchen were at Guero's Taco Bar with about 200 other diehard Clinton supporters. There were a lot of men among them, but they were outnumbered. The crowd focused on the big screen TV, swigged margaritas and beer from the bottle as if they were watching the Super Bowl, not a sober discussion of health care and diplomacy. And they treated Clinton's accusation that Obama had cribbed some lines in his stump speech from one of his endorsers like it was the play of the game.
If your candidacy is going to be about words, then they should be your own words.
The crowd cheered on Hillary Clinton and tended to chat when Barack Obama spoke. During a break, two attorneys, Jeanette de la Cruz and her sister, Nellie Herrera, gave their assessment of the Illinois senator right from the Clinton campaign talking points. He's not ready to be president. She is.
Just pick the person that you think's going to be doing it right on the first day. And to me, it's just not him. It's just not.
Eventually, perhaps, it may be his time, but this country cannot afford to waste any time for someone to get used to the job.
Though as much as they admire Hillary Clinton, de la Cruz and Herrera said they know there are some men who just aren't ready to vote for a woman for president.
I think that's very threatening to a lot of males, whether they want to admit that or not. I still think that's the case.
Oh, I think I agree with what my sister said. I think it's unfortunate because they can't get past that feeling of feeling threatened to listen to the message, to listen to the solutions that she's proposing. And it just hurts. Bottom line is it just hurts.
The debate ended. The reviews in this room were unanimous. She was brilliant, of course. Ann Kitchen still thought Clinton could recapture the momentum in the race.
I don't think you can count this in the number of contests she's lost. You know, that's the thing about a race like this. People forget the whole picture. She did fabulous on Super Tuesday.
And Allie Gallagher was betting that Clinton would win Texas.
If I had to pick which side I'd like to have right now, I'd take her side.
If Hillary Clinton does win Texas, it'll be partly because of the efforts of the people in this restaurant. And about an hour after the debate, the candidate herself came by to show her appreciation.
I want to thank you for your commitment.
Thank you.
We can do this. We will do this.
As the crowd pressed against the tiny stage, a chant went up.
Madam President! Madam President!
Madam President, they shouted, words more sweet and intoxicating than the margaritas they raised to toast her.
President!
Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Austin, Texas.